Kevin Adler, he's the communications manager for Vitalant. You might have known that as formerly the Blood Centers of the Pacific. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Thank you very much for having me.
Tough time of the year to get blood donations, isn't it?
It is. It really is. You know, the holidays are always a tough time, but especially right now coming off, you know, we had some bad events with the fires and a lot of smoke. But, you know, right now during the holidays, we are really on the verge of really running low on our blood supply. So we're asking people to donate if they can, if they're eligible. Now's a key time. It's the season of giving, so now's the perfect time to give.
And as I understand it, you need 5,000 donations of blood every day. How many are you getting?
5,000 is quite a lot. We need about 500.
Yeah, not locally.
500. 5, right, yeah. 500 locally would be great. We're getting about two-thirds of that right now. So, you know, the more people that we can bring in to donate, the more lives you can save and the more lives you can transform. You know, there's somebody in need of blood every single day at a local hospital. Vitalant, we support and provide blood to over 45 hospitals right here in the Bay Area. You know, family and friends in the hospital, people that you love are in the hospital.
Yeah.
We are the ones that are providing the blood to those hospitals for those patients in need.
And you, I know you have your regulars, people who are terrific about donating regularly as they can. But aside from doing what you're doing right now and here on the radio stations, how do you attract people to get started regularly doing that?
You know, first and foremost, it's just education and getting the word out, telling them how easy the process is. And, you know, it only takes about an hour, and that's from the time that you arrive to the time you leave. That's for a whole blood donation. And the actual donation, where your blood's actually flowing, it's only about 10 minutes. But we say, you know, the whole process takes about an hour. So first and foremost, you know, we're using, you know, all channels, radio, social media, and we just changed our name to Vitalant, and that was a whole new kind of way to engage an audience that's not familiar with blood donation. So that was part of the whole plan to do that, is come up with a new Vital name, because, you know, Vital is what every single blood donor is in our community, to reach out and to kind of re-educate an audience that's not familiar with blood donation.
Who should be donating blood? What are their parameters these days?
You know, as long as you're healthy, you know, over 16 years old, weigh at least 110 pounds, and you're healthy. You know, we have a lot of small eligibility requirements, but for the most part, those are the main requirements. Be healthy, be over 110 pounds, and at least 16 years old. 16 and 17-year-olds need a parental consent form to donate, but, you know, as long as you're 16, healthy, and over 110 pounds, you're good to go.
Well, there are always a bunch of great people donating blood. Every time I've gone in to do it, there are always the rest of the people who are there to donate always have a great
blood
attitude.
Blood donors are truly an amazing group of individuals. You know, here are people who are giving just for the act of giving, knowing that their blood is going to be used to save someone's life. They don't know who it is, where it's going. All they know is it's going to go to someone who needs it. And they're doing it, you know, anonymously. You know, they are the ones out there, you know, giving every day and doing it not for a pat on the back, not for any recognition. They're doing it because they know they're making an impact, an immediate impact in our community.
And what kind of blood testing is done at this point, Kevin?
You know, we do a series, you know, dozens of tests on the blood, and it takes about 2 days for the blood to actually be tested and then approved and verified and ready to go to a hospital. But we turn that around really quick because, you know, there's a constant need for the blood at the hospital. So it goes through a series of tests.
Well, you're right.
Sure
it is
not only donors are safe, but also the blood is safe as well. Because,
yeah,
you know, we want to make sure that everybody who is giving blood is healthy and free and clear as well.
Well, it's an easy thing to add to your list of gift giving this holiday season. A blood donation is easy. Can you make an appointment for it, or is it a drop-in thing right now, Kevin? Or how does that work?
You know, we always encourage appointments, but you could always walk in as well. To make an appointment, find out more information, we got a quick little phone number. It's 877-258-4825 to make it easy for you. It's 877-25-VITAL, because every blood donor is vital to our community. Or you can go to vitalant.org. You can find a blood drive or a location near you. We're right there in Santa Rosa on Industrial Drive. We also do over 100 mobile blood drives a month in and around the community. You know, for example, today we're at Hans Automotive in Petaluma. We're at Aviation Health Club in Santa Rosa on the 27th, at Oliver's Market in Cotati on the 30th. We do, like I said, over 100 blood drives every single month. And one of the biggest ones, if I could add really quick,
sure,
is our Bucket Brigade. Our Bucket Brigade blood drive is, we have fire departments from three counties, Sonoma, Lake, and Mendocino counties, and kind of compete to see who can hold and bring in the most blood donors at their drive. So on the 28th of this month, make your appointment. It's at Glen Ellen Fire Protection District.
Oh, I might have to go to
and
that.
And on the 3rd of January, yeah, 3rd of January, it's at Recon Valley Fire District. So those are two close ones right there. Last year's winner was Healdsburg. Mm-hmm. The fire department brought in the most donors, well over 100. And the fire departments, they pulled out all the stops. Some of them serve breakfast, some of them serve lunch and dinner and give out goodies. The blood drives are usually in the fire truck bay, so you can see all the fire trucks. It's a real fun time. So
yeah, that is a great...
Not only save lives, but...
That's a great way to do it, too. Saving lives in a place where they save lives. It makes perfect sense to me. Well, good luck, Kevin, and we hope that you get all of the blood and more that you need this holiday season and beyond. Thanks for checking in with us.
Hey, Pat, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. That is Kevin Adler from Vitalant, formerly Blood Centers of the Pacific.